ASA is a volunteer from the community. There's another body of law that we were sort of overlaid on top of, which is guardian ad litem, and that means guardian of the case. And both mean looking at the best interest of a child and advocating for them. So whether it's a social worker from our staff or an attorney or a volunteer from the community, it's best interest advocacy. What do I think is in the best interest of this child at this point in time?
How are we doing in Indiana as far as the program is concerned and the volunteers?
We have a lot to be proud of in Indiana. We have one of the strongest CASA, Guardian Ad Litem CASA networks in the country. We have one of the highest percentage of counties covered by CASA programs in the country. So I think we have 87 counties covered by programs in our state. And so very strong network. We are certified by our state office of Guardian Ad Litem CASA, and they are part of the Supreme Court. So a good, strong core of standards and best practices. So it's one of the best things, I think, that we have in Indiana that people may not know about.
Maybe you can explain a little bit about the role and how important that really is.
Right. When you think the Department of Child Services, and it's not so much the lack of caseworkers, it's the turnover of caseworkers that has been challenging in the recent years. But when the Department of Child Services starts what we call a CHINS, a Child in Need of Services case, they have the responsibility for bringing that case to the juvenile court judge and saying, this is a distressed family, we need to provide services, these children are in danger, and we need to remove them. And it's at that point that child advocates from across the state, CASAs, if they're community volunteers, or guardians ad litem, if they're staff, who are appointed to represent the best interests of the children. So it's a crucial part of that point when the family's at their worst. They may have had domestic violence, they may have mental health issues, they may have certainly substance abuse issues. And that best interest advocate, that CASA, is there to represent the best interest of the child only. So it's a really important piece. And when you think about how these cases proceed as parents are getting services that are paid for by the Department of Child Services and hoping to become safe and appropriate, you need to have some independent monitoring of what's going on in the child's life, wherever that child is living. So it could be with a relative. That happens in a lot of cases in Indianapolis. Or it could be in a placement facility or with foster parents. And so it's really important to have someone go out and see how is the child doing while all of this is going on. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to me that volunteers are sometimes the most consistent face that children see while their cases are moving forward.
If someone wants to be a volunteer, what is the process?
So they can look at our website, childadvocates.net. So think of the net underneath the child. We have info sessions we do several times a month, and those are listed on our website. And they can come in and really learn what it's like to be a volunteer. How many hours is it? You know, what's it like when you first walk out there and wait to go into someone's home to go interview a child?
Cindy, what is the event at the State House this week?
We are having a celebration of thanking our legislators, but also thanking our State Office of Guardian Ad Litem CASA for their 30 years. They're celebrating their 30th anniversary. And so we are doing a CASA Day rally at the State House. And because it's not a budget year, we won't be asking for money, although I would love to be asking for increased funding. We will be mostly telling stories to the legislators about how our work affects children in their jurisdictions. And I think that's a really important thing to do.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Taylor.